We're live. Live. Grr, says Eddie. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Hope you're all doing well. And it's Friday. We're a little crazy. It's going to be Fortune Cookie Friday. And we're a little later, 6:04. But it's Friday. And I don't know. It's crazy. Let me get this little piece of hair again. Ooh, it sticks up like a little pointer. Anyway, I hope you're all doing great. It is Friday. This is 5 a.m. Master Scrum. And I'm Greg Nestor, your Agile Coach and Scrum Master, talking about stuff about Agile and Scrum in a tactical and practical way. So you can get home to your family, friends, so you can mess with your family and friends and have some fun. And at the same time, hopefully grow your business and where you're heading and bring value to your customer, right? And also to do it without all that stress and work balance, work in life, and have some fun along the way. It's not fun and ain't fun. No fun to do if it's not fun, right? So I'm going to turn the camera a little bit right there. I don't think it mattered though. So today, it is Friday, so I'm going to try to keep it short and brief, and we're late. I got stuff to do. You got stuff to do. We all got stuff to do, right? And I want to talk about two things, because I got a lot of questions the other day, because I'm teaching that ATF class and later on the ACC class for IC Agile, and there's another one, that the ICP basic class, so people you want to be a coach should know some basic Agile stuff. Personally, I think if you want to be an Agile coach and you already don't already know that basic stuff, I don't know why they're making you require you to take the basic one. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because you shouldn't be going for an Agile coach if you haven't had worked with some Agile teams in the first place. And then I'm thinking I'm going to write them a letter since I don't think you need to do that. That's only if you, so anyway, so I'm going to talk about what goes in that getting the coaching cert. And what do you need to have? And then and how the class actually opened my eyes a little bit. And I took it like a couple years ago. And then also got the Fortune Cookie Friday. And then shifting teams around. A lot of times, you know, there's an ebb and flow to value streams or how your team's working. And sometimes work gets moved around a little bit. It gets a little sloppy. And sometimes you got to revisit it. Make up your trains and things like that and how they work together. So we're going to talk about that a little bit because I'm actually doing that where I currently am right now and taking some data and trying to come up with some ideas and how maybe it should shift around. So first thing, what does a coach need to be certified? And the IC Agile course, there's three classes. There's a basic foundations for Agile. There's a Agile team facilitation class, and then there's the ACC, which is Agile Coaching Certification. But really opened my eyes is like people just so quickly to get the cert, and in the coaching, and I'm just gonna just talk about part of it because I don't really want to go into all of it. What I think is really true about coaching, they think, oh, coaching is this, and it's all techie, stuff like that. But really, the heart of coaching, and I think I drew this before. So I'm just going to draw. We did draw this before, and it looks like a terrible line, right? And part of it is I'm going to draw it probably the wrong way, but it doesn't matter. That's coaching. Coaching. This is training. For training. We got mentoring or tormentor, as I like to call it. And then we have facilitation. Facilitation. So we have those four areas that really is about what coaching's about. There's some other things with technical stuff, and then there's some areas up top, right? There's things that are in here, but I don't really want to go into them. These are really what coaching is, the heart of coaching. There's technical expertise, there's business expertise, there's lean agile expertise that goes into that. So knowing all that kind of stuff goes into the coaching area. But what I really find fascinating is that people don't think about the facilitation part. And that's a big win for coaching, right? Being prepared, mentoring people. Ideally, a lot of the coaches have done this stuff before, been through the cycle, kind of help mentor and help people grow through their career. You know, that's the mentoring part. Coaching is when we do the one-on-one, coaching you to become the best person you can be. And then training in agile, you know, training in anything that's going on. So those are the four areas where we're really training people and how to be a facilitator, training people and how to use these coaching techniques with their people, you know, and training people along the mentoring path. So that is something that really goes into what coaching is about. You know, so many people are so interested in the cert. And when I took my first ACC class, that opened my mind up to those different quadrants and what really goes into the coaching activity. And these people want to be coaches and stuff, and they don't know that stuff, right? They say, oh, I want to be a coach. I said, well, why don't you take the damn class? One, because I know you don't know any of this stuff, what goes into coaching. And one of the things that really opened my eyes to coaching, because I was looking at it, and, you know, there's this coaching federation stuff, and like everything I read on that was like, in order to be a coach, it's like 9 months to a year, and it's got a lot of stuff. And I mean, that's just the coaching little piece of the pie. That whole 9 months that they talk about is just this. So that little piece alone, the coaching, could be a year's worth of training and processing. And in fact, I'm going through a cohort right now that's like 7 months long, you know, and that's just supposed to be about coaching. And it's different, right? It's not your typical, I'm going to run a team, I'm going to tell them what to do, I'm going to be a project manager. But I'll say, even a project manager, I took God knows how many classes and how many years of being a project manager to really get really good at this stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with the coaching side, because so many people ask me, well, how would I be a coach? I took a class. Am I a coach now? No, you're not a coach now. And one thing I did like about the IC Agile, before you can take the expertise, they at least made you wait 6 months before you went into it and see if you're really ready and practice what you learned before you do it. Me, I took 2 years to see if I really wanted to be a coach, because I didn't know if I wanted to be a coach. But I like it. I like working with people and helping them grow. So that was the coaching thing. A little bit different than the normal, hey, agile and practical and tactical kind of thing. But I wanted to share that with you. So if you are looking to be a coach, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it to learn about over your journey and your tracking and where you go. Maybe we'll do one of the coaching exercises. You know, your path. There's a lot of people like to do the path and where you are in your path. So maybe we'll talk about that. I'll bring some more of that stuff into the show. So that's the one thing I want to talk about. That. Now the other thing was shifting of teams, right? And what do I look at? I got a bunch of teams. I got like 30 some odd, 40 teams that are in my group, and they want to, some of the trains got bigger because they hire people, because they're not very agile, to be honest with you. No, their solution, let's hire more people. I'm like, why don't you get better at your freaking job? There's so much growth capacity, and they could transform and go nuts if they did it right and they were smart. But their solution is the old way. We'll just hire more people and put more people on the job, which is not necessarily the most wise nor economical nor lean solution nor effective way as a program manager for 30 years, right? I know all the programming stuff. No, I'm doing more agile stuff and more, but but I know it's not going to help. So I look at dependencies between teams. Like, here's one of the things I look at. I say, okay, I'm going to reorganize. Over the past or in the future, how much of their work has been dependent upon each other? Like, this team needs this team. Well, that's one caveat for wanting to bring these two teams into a new trade, right? Because that way they can meet more often and be in the same group area. Another idea that came from one of my colleagues, which thought about it, and I had to figure out how I was going to pull it out of the computer system we have. It's like the projects. Which teams have like projects? Like, it's like a project or business, right? Which business or, you know, value train or however you want to say it, where the teams are working on the same initiative a lot in the future? You could look at the past. You could look at the future and get an idea who's been working together a lot on trains because they're familiar with the code and what the product is. Maybe those teams should be in the same train together, right? Another one is location. There may be something where they're more co-located. Maybe their groups are, you know, we have some teams, it's really bad, that are located all over the place. They have people everywhere. Maybe if they were all on the same train or even rearranged and be on the same team, you said they're all closer to being co-located, they would do that, right? So that might be a thing to figure out who's on the same train. And the last one is the code base, right? Actually, that would be the first one I would have, but the other ones are easier to figure out. Code base, way we have the code so complicated. Well, it's not really complicated. They just got it everywhere. It's a spaghetti mess. So what you can do in the code is figure out who's working the same code base. Because if the teams are working the same code base, it's quicker for them to reach out, grab their buddies and gal pals and say, you just broke my code. Right? Or they can coordinate the architecture behind the code better. They can have architecture meetings and they'll be in the same train. It's not as many teams. Maybe there's four or five teams. You know, it just takes four or five people to get together to talk about the architecture. If you want to change how you want to do something. So those are the kind of things. So look at dependencies, projects, right? Location of people, and then the code base of the people for forming some trains. So that's just an idea. That if you have to reorganize a train, and all this stuff that I just said is data you should be able to pull out of the system. You don't have to do a lot of survey, a lot of answering. A lot of this stuff is data. We even have a program that allows them to figure out who's been touching your code, right? So it'll actually analyze what other teams or what other group of people are using your code base so that when you make change, how does that impact others? Or if they make change, how do they impact you? So it's a really nice program that they came up with, which I like. So those are the things. Talked about coaching, you know, taking the ACC and the ATF and plus their basic ICP class. But there's more to coaching. There's actually practicing. Just because you take a class doesn't mean you're a coach. You really got to practice it for a while. I'm a firm believer in the practicing part, getting used to it, because you're going to get You gotta have done it, right? And talk about it that way. So with that, we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay, Eddie! He's looking at me like he's a teenager. All right, Fortune Cookie Friday. I'll do it over here so it doesn't go on the microphone because we know that Fortune Cookie Friday, the crinkling of this thing is really loud. So here's the cookie. I'm going to open the magic cookie up. And we look, and what do we do on Fortune Cookie Friday? We talk about Agile or Scrum or life based on whatever the Fortune Cookie says. And it's pretty amazing how accurate the Fortune Cookie's been lately, you know, to get involved in stuff. So take my glasses off so I can read this. Interesting. Yeah, this would relate to last weekend. Yeah. Okay. Enhance your karma by engaging in various charitable activities. Enhance your karma by engaging in various charitable activities. And I'll just kind of show it up here so everybody can see it. So there's no hidden microphones nor hidden things like, hey, I purposely created this so we would talk about it. What I like about this is that goes to the core mission of what we talk about here, right? We want you using Agile and Scrum so that you can get home to your family and friends, right? To work more efficiently, to be more lean, right? We want to take some lean principles so we can get you home so that you can do more charitable activities, right? Right? So this is more available to you. So you get home to family and friends and do other activities. Maybe that's a charitable activity. Like last weekend, we went out and cleaned plastic off the riverbed, right? Off the shore of the river. I mean, those are your charitable activities. Maybe it's volunteering. Maybe it's taking some time like I try to do is I coach a robotics and chess club, you know. And it was funny yesterday. Man, I'll tell that story later. I'll tell tomorrow about the chess club. Because I really apply Agile and Agile techniques to the robotics club. Chess club is a little easier. But the robotics club, kids get a little crazy. But anyway, so that fortune, enhance your karma by engaging in various charitable activities, matches right up with why we're doing this show, right? It's to get people to work more smartly, get their stuff done so they can do more charitable activities is one of the things, besides pestering the family members when you get home because they pester you all day. So you want to be able to do that every once in a while, right? So anyway, it's Friday. Yay! And it says 16:51, so we're late. We're 2 minutes behind. We're behind schedule getting here and behind schedule leaving. So we got to get out of here. Ring the little bell. And I'll tell you the story about the robotics club tomorrow. I'll put that on the list. And you have a great day. Take care. Happy scrumming. Hi, Bubbles. Are you looking to get up here?